Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the hour, the D.C. sniper makes shocking claims that there were other people helping him. That's what eyewitnesses had said, white men in white vans. Big developments with BP. Coast Guard says they ignored their orders to stop using the deadly dispersant, Corps Exit. I've got a bunch of other military news. Here's a headline dealing with that. Mullen says U.S. has Iran strike plan ready just in case. That's AP. That is all coming up. But on the illegal alien situation, I'm going to talk more about that later. I mean, it's just so outrageous that the issue is they're getting free welfare, the country's collapsing, and many of them are nationalistic and say this is Mexico. It's a La Invasora, La Reconquista. I mean, I'm just not putting up with it anymore. I don't care what color you are, but if you don't want a free market, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and you don't like America, America isn't perfect, but I sure don't want this to be Mexico, okay? And that's the big thing the media has been covering up. The mandatory service bill they've now have gone through the House, and we're going to be covering that national slavery bill. But let's take a bunch of calls right now. Give each caller about a minute and a half. Don, Mark, John, Noel, Jason, Randy, Tony, Chris, and others. Don in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hi, that's Donna in New Hampshire. I just wanted to thank you for putting out that information about all the MSG, aspartame, and all that. I mean, you really woke me up 10 years ago to this stuff. I also wanted to bring to your attention in the news this past week, they talked about chemical BPA found in cash register receipts.
Yes, that's Fox News and Associated Press, and just a small amount of exposure because the chemicalized type that's used in the ink is causing massive infertility in men just by accident.
That is correct. It was like Chevron, McDonald's, CVS, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Whole Foods, Safeway, the U.S. Postal Service.
They're hiding the drugs everywhere, and it's by design.
That is correct. And thanks to you, I have gone MSG-free in my house. I was getting terrible migraines from it. People don't realize how deadly this stuff really is. And
they knew in the 70s at Chinese food restaurants, people walk out and collapse.
That is correct. You have woken up my family. I have been able to take your video and go super viral with it and get it out to everybody I know and even people that didn't really understand, now understand, because you helped us.
Well, Donna, God bless you. And you know, the video got 200,000 views on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, they took it off the front page to reduce the views. Just send it out that much more and let folks know. They even censored the term food, the ultimate secret. That was the number one search term, and they took it down and out of the search. So, again, they do not want people to see this. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I apologize for the other day missing. We'll step forward here. Boy, that was a good microphone she just gave of the info you've been given, how it's helping her. Boy, I tell you, the people, I'm looking at what we're all trying to get together to help with, and I'm just open for your thoughts on all this stuff about getting out the word a little bit stronger.
Well, sir, none of us are going to fix the world by ourselves, but resistance is victory, and simply standing up, being bold, being confident with the information and warning people. I wouldn't be timid about it. You know, a lot of folks say, oh, just kind of saddle up to somebody and say, hey, here's a video. Tell me what you think. No, this is important. You need to watch this. You need to understand. I appreciate your call. You can go to prisonplanet.tv right now and download in one piece, 15 minutes long, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed, and burn it on DivX disk. I mean, it's just a point and click, and then give copies to people, you know, hard copies. And the government's openly talking about taking the web down or starting to censor it. We're going to have to get ready to do this person to person. But people are listening. That's the good news. All right, I'm going to rush through your calls. On the other side of this one-minute break, as some stations join us, and then I'm going to get into the financial news, the Tea Party news, the D.C. sniper news, the BP news, the war news. It is all coming up.
Hi, folks. This is...
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is hour number two. A ton of news. I want to get into this incredible William Shatner interview with one of the D.C. shooters, Malvo, saying other shooters were helping him. I would ignore that, but we had intel at the time that that was the case, and that was a patsy operation, and I have a U.S. government document where they talk about staging shootings in D.C. and Maryland and how to blame patsies. It's called Operation Northwoods. ABC News reported on it. That's coming up. Important info on the war front with Iran. Admiral Mullen saying they are moving towards a green lighting with war with Iran. It is all coming up. We've got Andy Griffith pushing the government takeover of health care so they can reduce the quality of your care. We'll discuss it all, but let's go to call after call right now, quickly, on this August 1st Sunday live transmission. John in Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I was just wondering, how come people seem to forget that this is not a racial issue with Mexico? It's the NAFTA issue.
Well, it's a nationalist issue, and what you're mentioning is all over the country, illegal aliens are pulling down American flags at schools and at post offices. They're telling kids at school you can't wear that old Navy shirt. I'm offended by the American flag in San Francisco. They're running out on baseball fields. This just happened Friday, screaming Mexico, Mexico. I've been to these illegal alien rallies. And they're wearing La Reconquista shirts, meaning the reconquering of the U.S. Mexico's going down. You need to go home, pilgrim. They are the racist. And who I feel sorry for are great Hispanic Americans who are literally the bedrock of this country. Smart, hardworking, more Congressional Medal of Honor winners than any other group, Hispanic Americans. And also other people of Latin derivation who are not nationalistic against the U.S. I mean, it's Mexico. They lost two wars with us. And they're taught in Mexican schools that the Southwest belongs to them. And they are offended by the American flag and my Bill of Rights. And they pull the lever in the voting booth over 90% of the time to take my guns. And so, you know what? I'm against these illegal aliens that hate this country. And they hate this country 110%. And they can't hide those little Mexican flags at these government-sponsored rallies. And it makes me want to throw up. And I'm done being intimidated by this issue. I'm coming out against it. And so are the American people. But I feel sorry for Hispanic Americans when the media runs that hoax and says all Hispanics are for open borders, when every poll shows above 70% of Hispanics are against open borders because they're not stupid. They know Mexico's a hellhole. Why would these illegal aliens want to come up here and then run around with Mexican flags wanting to turn this into Mexico? Even if this was Mexico at one time, what is so good about it? Why are they fleeing Mexico? I mean, they need to make Mexico more like the United States, not more like Mexico. I mean, let me tell you something. If these illegal aliens weren't on welfare and didn't have the government using them as a political voting block for globalism, then I wouldn't have a problem if they were a bunch of gun-toting, you know, anti-New World Order people. But we can't afford it because of the welfare. We're going bankrupt. 95% of the, and this is a number you can pull up, 95% of the felony murder warrants in L.A. County are for illegal aliens. This place is wide open. They come up here and do whatever they want. Then they intimidate us. They use the goodwill of the American people to tell us to sit there and take it while they run around with Mexican flags chanting down with this country. I've had it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I understand. I feel it too, Alex. But I just hope Jan Brewer, Governor Jan Brewer, maybe she could just bring up the whole history of NAFTA, you know, all the way back to where Ross Perot was talking about.
I hear you, John. Listen, about 7 years ago, I was at the Capitol at an illegal alien rally because the illegal aliens had called me up at my office and said, you better not come down there. So I went down there. It was on the news. And a UT professor came over who was Hispanic, and then another white guy came over who knew what it said, but was a Hispanic guy, told me first. He said, Alex, you know what that green and yellow shirt means? And I said, no, I don't speak Spanish very well. And he said, well, the plan of San Diego is a plan to kill all white people. And I didn't believe it, and I went home and searched it, and I was at the University of Texas site. And then one of the Texas civil rights publications wrote a story about me saying, well, it's true. The plan is to kill all whites. But, you know, Hispanics are downtrodden. Now, maybe it's good to kill all the gringos. I'm done. I'm white. My kids are white. Get used to it. Okay? I don't dislike you for what color you are. I care about. In fact, will you pull up Morgan Freeman from 60 Minutes? I meant to play this last week. Let's try to pull that up if we can. I'm with Morgan Freeman. You know, he says, I don't want Black History Month. American history is Black history. I'm an American. I believe in what John Wayne said. I wouldn't care if the whole Congress was like Morgan Freeman, if they were pro-gun. I wouldn't care if the whole Congress was Hispanic or black or purple or green or polka-dotted if you'd leave my private property alone and stop trying to run my life. Did we find the Morgan Freeman? Here's Morgan Freeman telling it like it is. But you want to run around saying you want my guns, you want my property, you want me to fly a stinking Mexican flag? Mexico's one of the worst countries in the world. It's in the top five cesspits. They got the richest, though. They got the most billionaires. Carlos Slim buying the biggest building in New York for himself privately. He's got a whole skyscraper just for himself, sucking off the Mexican people. They need to go down there and fix their country, not come up here and turn it into Mexico. Let's go ahead and play it.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on, tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, devastatingly accurate. Multiculturalism is all about getting everybody at each other's throats. Diversity, when you hear it, is about the government poverty pimps, and they have handbooks on this. Margaret Sanger, 80 years ago, wrote books. We sent off to universities and got her letters to some of the wealthiest families, including the Rockefellers, and she said, I figured out how to kill these black weeds and these brown weeds. I figured out how we're going to get them. I've got it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. She said, we're going to hire blacks, and we're going to have a liberal movement, and we're going to socialize things. We're going to give them welfare, and we're going to break up their families. We're going to pay the women not to have men in the home so that the state and the health department, which was set up by eugenicists, it's racial hygiene. The U.S. invented it with England. Hitler picked up on it. And we're going to kill these people. But we got to pose as liberals. You know, I'm against aborting Hispanic babies. See, I want there to be more brown people, more white people, more black people, more whatever people. I care about the content of your brain, your soul, what you stand for. But if you've got 30 million illegal aliens working for the New World Order, pushing globalization in the North American Union, and you want my guns and my private property, brother, you got an enemy in Alex Jones right now. 51% of black people since 1973 are never born in this country. 51%. And all the liberal NAACPs help promote the abortuaries in your town. They help promote the Planned Parenthood. And they sit there and get you all obsessed on some little, you know, some little racial issue or some little problem and act like they're your friends all day long. Hey, Mecha and La Raza, which means the race, La Raza, funded by the Fortune 500 big time. You ever hear one of those leaders get up and say they've got abortuaries in all the Hispanic areas? No! No, 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 no. They're just going to use the illegal aliens to drive down the wages, help break down the country, and lower everybody's wages down, and then get you trusted them so they can murder your children. Oh, you'll go in and go along with it because it's a liberal, cute right you've got. And then that stupid, evil, white gringo Alex, you'll beat him. You'll get his property. You'll get his guns. But don't worry. Those little Mexican babies are going to die. Stop killing your white babies. Stop killing your black babies. Stop killing your precious little Hispanic babies. They're all God's children. And stop taking over baseball games, running around with Mexican flags, screaming Mexico, Mexico. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop going to post offices and jerking down the American flag. The American flag isn't perfect. But you know what? It's better than anything else we got. And I'm for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm going to defend this republic.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to save our republic and have any freedoms left and not be completely overrun by corporate globalist criminals, we got to get out of our comfort zones and get angry and get focused and take action. But I don't care what color you are, but you need to decide to be for liberty and freedom. You're never going to get any real free health care from the government. There's going to be strings attached. And the system is trying to use all these people that are dependent in the process of basically dumbing them down and enslaving them to bring down this country. Now, I said I'm going to take calls, but I got a bunch of news I want to get to, so I'll try to hurry. That caller made me go off the deep end there because it's just so outrageous. If you don't know what I'm talking about, men run onto Citi Field with Mexican flags. This is out of My Fox, carrying Mexican flags in protest of Arizona's immigration law. Why not American flags? See, it's a nationalistic issue. Noel in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones, how are you today? I'm going to quickly go through my stuff. First, please interview Randall Stuffelbein, onerandyrun.com. He's anti-North American Union, pro-states' rights. He's in Don't Tread on Me, the same film you're in.
No, there's a lot of great patriots out there running for office. We just can't interview them all and then get to the news.
Okay, now, secondly, I have a couple ideas in terms of eugenics. I don't know if you're going to do Google search terms again, but sodium fluoride poison or whatever you want to incorporate with sodium fluoride. Rob Dew had an unbelievable article about sodium fluoride in our drinking water a couple days ago on Infowars.com. Also, I know you never want to go on the idea of Max Kaiser, but I think his idea is unbelievable in terms of, you know, protesting all the, like, protesting Coca-Cola and not buying it. But I think we should protest going to Walmart, protest buying, you know, aspartame food and, you know, GMO foods and all this stuff. And
well, here's the good news. You can now go to the grocery store and find a lot of things without MSG or aspartame or GMO because people are making those decisions. And so now the feds are moving to where they don't have to label it on there and don't have to tell you. But again, it's all part of an education process.
And if you could have on your show people who are top of the line experts in agriculture, growing your own food. So we are the info warriors who don't know how to, you know, grow our own food and become independent, can hear from top experts.
Well, you don't even have to grow your own food, though. That's a good idea to supplement with that. There's all sorts of farmers markets and things. You can also demand real organics at the grocery store. I'm really a fan of that because then we take over the grocery stores again instead of the big mega agri corporations doing it. Noel, great points. I appreciate your call. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was watching the Channel 9 news in my area, and this family built this house, and the wood had arsenic in it and was killing their animals, and they was getting sores all over their bodies, and they had it tested, and they come to find out it had arsenic salt or something. So,
yeah, a lot of wood has that. And, again, the media will obsess over a little bit of lead and some paint or something, but then they'll authorize just incredible toxins to be put in the food. I mean, I was reading on all these different TV dinners over the weekend, and they've got that foaming agent, that form of silicon that causes kidney failure, cancer, you name it, and that's only allowed in the United States. We are the guinea pigs, Jason.
Yeah, I just thought it going along with all the food stuff, too, like the building materials, everything, the spray of the skies, the water, the food, everything. So I just thought I'd bring that out to you.
Good points, Jason. All right, let's move quickly to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex, you know, I go back a little ways, and I think the outrage was there if you go back to about 1950, maybe a little bit further forward than that.
Oh, yeah, they called them conspiracy theorists when all these scientists came out and said, don't put fluoride in the water.
Yeah, and they I understand they actually began introducing fluoride into municipal water systems. It started seeping into our drinking water in this country. All
that's
the way
right.
Back
a nuclear weapons production in Tennessee, thousands of tons got dumped in. It killed a bunch of people. And so the way they spun it with the lawsuits was, we'll have the government put it in the water and say it's good for you. That was only a small part of it, though.
But I see why you really stress what they're poisoning us with in various ways now.
But listen, it's not just that the corporations don't care and government doesn't care. I just sourced three or four of them last hour. They tell you why they're doing it.
Absolutely right in our face, because the poison has had its cumulative effect over decades, and now that's where the outrage has gone, because that was one of the main desired effects of it from the people who poison these. Cowards who stab humanity in the back because they know humanity is infinitely more powerful than they are.
Well, that's it, Mark. And it took Searle and then Monsanto that bought it three times to get aspartame approved. You know, and so they literally put one of their people in as the head of the EPA. I appreciate your call. And listen, you know, we've talked about these degenerative eye diseases, macular degeneration and others. And I've had medical doctors, scientists, neurologists on, experts on nerves, brain surgeons, and they talk about, look at how young people are now getting eye diseases that people didn't used to get until they were like 75. It's directly linked to aspartame. Does your doctor, when the nerves start dying in your eye and in the optic nerve, do they tell you to get off of it? Just search the term aspartame. In fact, do it on screen for folks. Macular degeneration. And all these other eye diseases, and they've got the studies. They know it eats your brain, and your eyes are brain tissue. Your eyes, in the first month of gestation, you know, literally in the embryo, grow out of the brain. They're connected to the brain. And so, of course, it's wrecking your eyes. Of course, it's attacking your eyes. It's attacking all the other areas. Oh, boy. Let's go ahead and jam in another call here. Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air.
Evening, Alex. Let me ask you about Oath Keepers. The Constitution requires a declaration of war, which hasn't been done for Iraq and Afghanistan. So how can serving in an undeclared unconstitutional war be consistent with the oath that these people take?
No, we always declared war up until World War II, and then after with Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, Gulf War 2, Afghanistan, and now the Congress has basically passed funding to go into Iran, and Ron Paul has come out and pointed out this is illegal. And you know, Congress is supposed to be issuing the currency and credit, not the private Federal Reserve. Congress is supposed to be levying war, and then they order the president how to execute. But instead, they just give that power over to the president and his cohorts, and it's very, very dangerous.
Well, no, the question is that in order to deploy or engage in an undeclared unconstitutional war is not a lawful order. How can any military member or oath keeper say they're keeping their oath when they're serving in an undeclared illegal unconstitutional war?
Well, that's what that officer Michael New did, was he was under UN command and it was undeclared in Macedonia and Serbia, Kosovo. And he went public with that because he was under UN commanders. But all of this is just an extension of it. And, yes, it does violate their oath. And that's why they don't really teach people in the military anymore. They're just taught to follow orders, just like police aren't taught to follow their oath. They're taught to follow your orders, which is the Nuremberg defense, what the Nazis use. And it didn't hold up in the Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II in Europe. I appreciate your call. Great points. Tony, Chris, Taylor, Tony, Mike. Your calls are coming up, 888-201-2244. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. The hardest hitting online websites in the world are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check them out today and then pass the info forward.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes, and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm going to take a bunch of calls during this segment, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of news I haven't gotten to in the last segment of the broadcast and jam in a few more if we have time. But in the last 3 weeks, we've gotten a lot of new affiliates. We're getting three or four new affiliates a week. And I tend to be so busy covering news, I never thank any of the new stations for picking us up. Some of these are picking up the weekend show, others the weekday show. AM 1450 WELY, Northern Minnesota, WEUS 810 AM, Orlando, Florida. Business 1570 KYCR in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. WPNN 790 AM, Pensacola, Florida. WFHT 1390 AM, Avon Park, Florida. KZAP 96.7, Chico, California. KNKI 100.67 FM, Pine Top, Arizona. WTHU 1550 AM, Turnmont MD and WTRI, 1520 AM, Frederick, Maryland. So that's just some of the new affiliates. The show is exploding. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, great to talk to you, man. Always good to talk to you. You know, I got three quick points. You know, I was at some friend's house, and we were just sitting around discussing whatnot, and I brought up fluoride and how fluoride's not good for you. And the response I got from that room was, it was like I was an alien talking about this stuff. And, you know,
they've been taught to laugh, like government's corrupt. And they go, ha, 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 conspiracy theory. Well, the founding fathers said that. Well, they're bad men then.
Exactly. And you know what? Yeah, I held my ground and whatnot, but not too much longer, I was talking to my niece. My niece has three kids, oldest is four, and I didn't realize this. She had never gotten her kids any kind of shots. She said she read up on it, and she said, you know what, I've learned it. It's bad. She didn't do it. And she got the same kind of response from people. They said, oh, you know what, you're crazy. You know, you got to get these shots. And it's funny because I have a friend who had shots for his little girl, and now his girl is sick a couple times a month, whereas my niece's kids, none of them are ever sick. They're as healthy as can be. And it's just amazing the responses that you get. But so that's that. My last point is, you know, when I was younger, I'm 37. When I was younger, I always thought, you know what? If I had to sit on a plane with someone for an hour, I'd want to see someone like Mick Jagger. I'd like to talk to someone like that. But you know what? Now, if I had to get stuck to next to someone on a plane, it'd be someone like Alex Jones and maybe David Icke. You're doing a great job, my man.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Again, the system thought we were weak and pathetic, and that they could let us have the Internet and just use it as a way to track us and control us. You know, the CIA and DARPA created it. But now we're using it to expose the globalists, and they're panicking. And this video's had over 250,000 views just on one version, because everybody else copies it all over the web. Untold numbers have probably seen it. I don't know. But the point is, 500,000 could be easily the number it would have already had in the last 2 days if they didn't censor it off the front page of YouTube. They claim that if it's the number one video in news and politics, it should be number one. But they just removed it entirely from the front page. So I'm going to play a few minutes of that and then go to Chris, Taylor, Tony, Mike, Jim, and Nigel. I'll at least get to those calls before the broadcast ends. But let's play a few minutes from this new video that's up on Infowars.com, The Food, The Ultimate Secret Revealed. My friends, the information that you are about to witness from all of my years of research is the most important. It's been hidden in plain view the entire time. This is the ultimate secret, and it's about to be exposed. I have hundreds of government documents, textbooks, white papers, where for over 80 years, the elite of the Western world have talked about adulterating food and water to sicken and sterilize the population for the purpose of eugenics. It's all covered in the book Ecoscience, written by the White House science czar John P. Holdren, where they talk about a planetary police state to carry out the forced sterilization. They also talk about covert systems in the water and food to sterilize the population. Now, this was written decades ago, before he was White House science czar. Now, suddenly, the stuff in this book is all over the news. They're selling it to the public as if it's a good thing. You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Let's start with aspartame. You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times, because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. They took it and genetically engineered it. They can feed it toxic waste, and then it defecates aspartame. And it has so many bad health effects, it's just unspeakable. This is being done by design. It's also very, very addictive. But let's just go ahead and move away from aspartame and talk about McDonald's and chicken McNuggets. Now, I remember a decade ago or so reading health advisories claiming that a form of plastic that's used in silly putty, basically a type of silicone, was in the chicken McNuggets, but also in many other TV dinners and other foods. It is illegal in every other nation in the world to add these chemicals to the food, but it's not in the United States.
By the way,
the big secret is all of this was done by design.
While, for those that are listening on the radio, while I'm saying that, I'm showing the ingredients at Taco Bell and McDonald's and everywhere else, but it's also the TV dinners. Again, it's a 15-minute video. It's so important. It's a public service video. You need to go watch it and screenshot the articles I've got up there and go read them for yourself. This is not my opinion. I've seen quite a few idiots on YouTube of the tens of thousands of comments that are already on there, you know, going, he's a liar, he's a kook, it's not true, aspartame's good for you, preservatives are good for you. It's put in there to hurt you. Don't you understand that? Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I've got a news brief about the tap water you were talking about. Louisville, Kentucky was rated the best tasting tap water. And I'm not falling for that because I know there's drugs and fluoride and other things in there. This is a conditioning method that they don't want you to even know what is actually in there.
Oh, every town always says we've been voted the best tap water.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell everybody out there, please get a Berkey water filtration system. And, you know, don't hesitate. Get that water filtered as well.
By the way, guess what we found on a government website last week I haven't even covered yet? I couldn't believe this, but I've seen federal studies that in minority areas, and when they test children's blood, it's always higher in fluoride, and they thought it was because kids were eating the toothpaste. And they always thought minority children in poor areas were, you know, around lead paint or something. But Aaron found a government documents where they have fluoride cartridges at many public schools. Instead of one part per million, 4 parts per million, up to 10 parts per million, they're adding fluoride at the schools. We've confirmed this. And remember how they, you know, they come around the schools when I was a kid and in modern times it's done and give the kids fluoride pills. And I remember when I was a kid, I'd eat them and then get sick. And after the first time, I wouldn't eat it and the other kids would get sick.
Yep, I remember back in the 70s they were doing that. And all the chemical additives in the 70s they were doing that. This is nothing new, folks. They've been building this up for decades. Do your research. Get real.
Listen, I read last hour the big bioethicist at one of the major British universities, Cambridge, saying we need to forcibly drug the population to make them submit to government. I mean, that's the White House science czar, eco-science. I mean, it's just everywhere. More calls coming up and some other key news on BP, the D.C. shooting, and a lot more.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, Ron Paul's going to be joining us in the next week or so. We're working that out to talk about this story. SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, says new financial regulation law exempts it from public disclosure. This is the group that protected Madoff, Goldman Sachs, all these other criminals. That's Fox Business. Ron Paul has responded. This is all up at InfoWars.com. This is from Zero Hedge. Ron Paul goes after the SEC with the Freedom of Information Act, exclusively introduces SEC Transparency Act. So these crooks are guarding the hen house. A lot of other financial news. They now admit there was no recovery, just like we told you. It's all cooked numbers. Admiral Mullen says U.S. has Iran strike plan just in case. And we had a former top-level CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, on Thursday on the weekday show saying that he thinks there's a very good chance they're going to strike them in the next 3 months. Very serious news. Dutch become the first NATO member to quit Afghanistan, AP reports. Two other news stories, and I'm going to your calls. BP Coast Guard ignored order to stop using dispersants. BP continued spraying large amounts of controversial dispersant onto the surface of the Gulf of Mexico even after the EPA ordered them to stop doing so, the Washington Post reports. Now they say it's 40-plus million gallons they've used. This is definitely where the cure is worse than the disease, so very serious. Scientists find evidence that oil and dispersant mix is making its way into the food chain. But BP offers one-time payouts to stem Gulf oil lawsuits. And finally, this video is up on Infowars.com. We won't have time to play a clip, but William Shatner has his new TV show. He called up death row inmate Malvo, one of the D.C. shooters, and said, hey, what happened? And Malvo said, oh, well, we were working with other shooters around the country, and we shot at least another 40 people. Well, I would ignore some guy, you know, who's in trouble saying something like that. You know, some guy on death row. But I remember the reports of white guys, vans, other shooters, and Operation Northwoods calls for the federal government to commit fake sniper attacks and kill people in D.C. specifically as a political diversion or to blame it on a foreign government. And remember what Governor Ridge said last year, the former head of Homeland Security. He came out and said and wrote a book saying he was ordered to issue fake terror alerts for political diversions. And so, I don't know, this has to be investigated further, but again, the video is up on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to, quickly now, folks, I want to get to everybody. Let's talk to Nigel in England. Nigel, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Am I okay going slightly off topic? I mean, I don't want to waste your time.
That's okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for dropping me the red pill and pulling me out of the matrix. I finally woke up in May this year. I've been a member of Prison Planet since. I listen to the show daily. I'm doing my best to wake as many as I can. However, my wife still thinks I'm a kook, but I'm working on her.
Well, you can show her hundreds of government documents and mainstream articles every day. I mean,
I've tried, but I'll get there eventually, I'm sure. Alex, are you aware of a video game called Grand Theft Auto 4?
Your phone's really muffled, but a video game named what?
It's called Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, I'm a little familiar. Aren't those the ones where you kill people, kill women, get money and things?
Yeah, it's pretty subversive on the face of it. However, the game itself is littered, absolutely littered, with anti-establishment, anti-government messages, Illuminati symbols, etc.
Yeah, no, Joe Rogan has told me that he knows the guys that make that and that they're patriots. I mean, I've just seen the media attack it and claim that I think in one version you have sex with a prostitute and steal the money and you get bonus points. So that may have been another similar game. I don't play these video games, so I really can't speak to it. But, I mean, you think it's pretty anti-New World Order.
It does seem that the guys who developed the film, the game, are aware, certainly, of...
Yeah, well, I know a lot of video games have an anti-New World Order message. You know, I've been in a few video games. I've never played them, but... you know, a video game maker calls up and says, we want to use your voice from this radio show to say this. And I'm in a couple of popular games. But so I know that's an area not as controlled as Hollywood, but I just don't know. Nigel, keep it up. Keep plumbing that rabbit hole. It's good to have you waking up from the matrix with us. God bless you. Let's talk to Taylor in Iowa. Taylor, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, my point is that, do you know the term straw man?
Yes, it's a complex issue, but, I mean, it can be used many different ways. Like, somebody won't attack what I've actually said. They'll claim, Alex says aliens run things. Well, I don't talk about aliens. And then that's a straw man, is to attack me for something I haven't done.
Okay, well, the straw man that I'm talking about is when you are born... They turn in birth certificate.
Yes, there is a straw man. We are corporate fictions, but the globalists don't care if you refuse yourself from it. They still try to control you. But it's good to be as much out of the system as you can. I've chosen to be in the system at every level because we are engaging people in the matrix grid. But for individuals, it is good to, you know, not to protect your data.
Yeah. Well, there's certain paperwork that you can file, but...
Well, I got to warn you, Taylor. There's a lot of kooks. I've been researching this for 15 years who put out a lot of disinfo. about magic legal remedies that don't work. Now, some of it's real, but there's so much baloney, it's hard to know what's true. But I'll have Larry Becraft on with a whole show about that in the future. Thanks for calling, Taylor. Sorry we're having to move quick, or we wouldn't be able to get to anybody. Tony in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm a Hispanic, part German male in San Antonio. As far as I'm concerned, La Raza Unida, LULAC, MALDEF, these peers can all go to hell in a red grocery store handbasket. My father not only survived D-Day invasions on the beaches of Normandy, he also survived the Battle of the Bulge, suffered with frostbite and jungle rot to the day he died in 1988 at the Audie Murphy here in San Antonio. He did it for the Constitution, America, the Bill of Rights. He did not do it for Mexico or these nappy-headed hoes you got in Washington. And I've had it with them. God bless you, Alex. I believe the first time I heard you was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie many years ago. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you. Let me just, you know, add to this that for those that just joined us, we talked, you know, last hour about illegal aliens running around at baseball games and public events, taking over the field with Mexican flags, or telling American kids who were Hispanic, by the way, they couldn't wear American flags in school. I mean, how crazy is this? I mean, shouldn't Mecha and La Raza register as agents of a foreign government, Mexico?
Yeah. Alex, all I got to say, I know you're busy. If God offered me a choice, Tony, you can have $10 million Texas Lotto tax-free, or the knowledge that Alex Jones had Michael Savage combined into one, I'd gladly turn down the $10 million. Knowledge is power, and I appreciate what you're doing. Long live the Republic and death of the New World Order.
Wow, that's beautiful. Beautiful, sir. Good to hear from you. Man, I tell you, that is one of the best compliments I've ever gotten. And knowledge is power. With knowledge comes liberty and freedom and success. And I want all Americans to have the American dream. But the big mega global corporations want to break this country down, and they're using Mexico as a weapon to do it. And I apologize to all the other callers. I'm just completely out of time here. But if you call me back on the weekday show, kicks off at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I would love to hear from you there. Don't forget, we have a free iPhone app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, your friends and family may. Send them the link that's on InfoWars.com on the right-hand side to the free iPhone app. We have the free podcast you can download and subscribe to. Close to 300,000 people a day download that. And we're gaining a lot of new AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, XM. And we're really becoming mainstream, not because we've changed, I've gotten even more hardcore, but because this information is becoming mainstream. People heard me and others a decade ago talk about this and called us kooks and liars. But now they've seen it all come true. So now they're listening. Now they're paying attention. And, I mean, I talked about how the Pentagon said 6-7 years ago they want to reinstitute the draft. And now they've gotten the ROTC ready for that. And now they've gotten Selective Service ready. And now they've reintroduced a bill to create a national draft, but to be domestic groups. I told people there were millions of private spies in the country. Now the Washington Post admits it with Top Secret USA. All I'm doing is telling you what's really going on. Okay? You can have a different interpretation than me, but I'm just covering the facts. And I couldn't do it without your support, and God bless you. And I couldn't do it without the great crew. Great job, guys. All right, folks, stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.